I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. Today is Friday, the 27th day of November. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off today. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
All clear on the roadways. I'm Eric Butler.
KSL's top story this hour. Today is Black Friday. Although expect to see shorter lines as many stores try to keep people home. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the lines will be shorter, but you can't keep everyone home, even in a pandemic year. Some shoppers are lined up at the GameStop in Sugar House this morning. That means layering up to sit out in 20-something degree weather.
I have to wear definitely a lot of clothing, a lot of different layers, and make sure I don't find enough blankets to keep me warm.
Now, despite the hardcore shoppers still coming out, the coronavirus has really changed this day. 60% of holiday shoppers saying that they plan to do at least some of their buying from home this year. Just over 40% saying they won't be hitting the stores at all today. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
While some stores are limiting the number of people they'll allow in this morning, that didn't prevent some people from camping out overnight. KSL TV's Andrew Adams is at a GameStop where people have been waiting to get a new PlayStation 5 since Wednesday.
No length seemed too great with the season's hottest electronics at stake. Blaine Smith got here two nights ahead of Black Friday. He wasn't even the first in line. It didn't take long for others to follow, but even arriving a day early, it was just too late to secure a PlayStation 5.
Those waiting in line say each store was only given two PS5s for sale. Small Business Saturday is tomorrow, and many Americans say they plan to spend more money at local shops in their community. But there's still a lot of worry among small business owners. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
A Google survey shows 66% of shoppers plan to spend more at small businesses. USA Today cites an American Express survey that shows 88% of shoppers say they feel an obligation to support local business during the pandemic. Another survey, though, by the International Council of Shopping Centers shows a sharp decline in small business shopping plans for this holiday weekend. Some small business owners are asking shoppers to do more than just bring their dollars. They're urging them to lobby Congress to provide more economic aid during the winter to keep up consumer spending. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Trump says he will leave the White House if the Electoral College formalizes President-elect Joe Biden's victory. The president spent his Thanksgiving renewing claims about election fraud. He also plans on holding a rally in Georgia to support the Republicans in two different Senate runoff races there. Some of the results of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine are being called into question after it was learned they used two different dosing regimens in their phase 3 trials. It's possible the move could mean the British-Swedish company may have to do additional trials before going through the approval process. The daily coronavirus numbers that will be released by the Utah Health Department later today could be a lot higher than normal. That's because the health department had Thanksgiving off and did not collect numbers yesterday. But some COVID-19 test sites were also closed yesterday and will reopen this morning. Salt Lake police are investigating after a theft of holiday decorations from the site of a mural memorializing a man killed in a shootout with officers in 2019.
The sister-in-law of that man, Harold Robinson, is heartbroken after some decorations, a tree, and some lights were taken at the intersection of 800 South 3rd West. Misty Robinson says it looks like someone drove up and took the items, but did leave a few lights that were strung up around the mural itself. But she still considers a planned family visit with Harold for Thanksgiving a total loss. She's not sure what she will do next.
I don't even feel comfortable now trying to put something back here because I don't want somebody else to come and steal it again.
She tells KSL it appears that the tree and decorations were taken through the southeast corner lot, possibly loaded into a car. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A 7-day social media campaign inviting people to express gratitude has come to an end. But psychiatrist Dr. Richard Poole says we might want to make expressing gratitude and helping others a regular part of our routines.
If you reach out in whatever way available to you and help another person, it's going to help you feel better.
He says people who can see some good, even in the face of bad things, are luckier and tend to bounce back. The invitation from Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints President Russell M. Nelson resulted in millions of posts using the hashtag GiveThanks.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.